to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You want to talk about loneliness or share a prayer request tonight? Maybe even a word of testimony, what God's been doing in your life? Frank is in New York listening over WAWZ. Thanks for calling us, Frank.
Good evening, General Carson.
Evening, sir.
Anyway, I heard your topic about feeling alone, even alone in a crowd. And there are times when I feel alone in a crowd of one. And in my church, my pastor, Pastor Buzz Burbank, has stated on many occasions, I have taken drugs, I have imbibed in alcohol, I've had sex with women, but there's nothing like a good dose of Jesus Christ. And I was wondering if Jesus were alive today, if he would be listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Well, that's a great question. Bless you.
Thank you. I think
the reality is, I think he'd be doing the kind of things he was doing in the New Testament.
Do you smell your own farts?
I'm sorry, sir. We really can't, have you using language like that on the air. And I, while we care about Frank and we pray for him, and certainly our hearts go out to him, and I'm grateful that he's involved in a church. And I want to encourage folks to pray for Frank and his own loneliness and the issues that he's dealing with in his own life. And most of all, that the Lord will be able to help him deal with some of the things that he needs to deal with.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for
that. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
It's Don and Mike, and it's big, baby, big. Stop the rock,
anything they don't know.
You want to discuss now my favorite color?
This program is paid for by the Ernest Angley Outreach Partners.
Wah, 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 wah.
Check your paranoia. Check your paranoia. Check your paranoia.
Now you two are taking a time out.
Wah, 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 wah.
You don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be? Right here, right now. Here they are. Oh, get them out of here. Here they are, the team of surgeons that successfully relocated my right hip.
It wasn't that. You're lying.
Quite unorthodox method, though.
I bet it was.
He was a Nazi. One true enemy.
apparently they're accustomed to working on twins. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. O'Reilly and all the ships at sea. The leading cause of obesity in America, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robin. Hi, and thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show. New episode on this Wednesday. October 9th. Phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah.
There it is.
There you go. That's how you run it, Buzz.
Yeah.
Tight, bright, freaking out of sight.
Out of sight.
Hi, and thanks for listening, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Welcome back.
Thank you, and thank you for handling things yesterday.
Hated it.
What?
I said I hated it.
Why?
You know how it is.
I know.
You know what we do before every show.
I know.
You know it's not the same.
Well, I thought you liked the phone sex.
It's not the same when you're not here to touch.
But we had good phone sex before the show.
We did. We had just about the best I've ever had. You know what? Maybe this line of comedy is not what we should be going down today. I'm a little sensitive about it today.
You started.
I know, I started. Maybe I've got that on the brain.
Yeah.
Maybe I picture myself under that TV screen with men putting things where they're not supposed to.
Because, yes, indeed, tonight you will pay off your annual Boston Red Sox bet.
Yes, and I should qualify what I just...
They always let you down.
I should qualify what I just said with the... Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
It's just not my cup of tea, but yes...
No, not that there's anything wrong with guys putting stuff in their dukes.
So I am... I'm prepared to pay off. I have the leather vest in my car.
Yes, tonight we will be at Club Wet.
Yes.
In the skankiest part of D.C. Just let me say, don't worry about parking. Plenty of free parking,
mm-hmm.
and no need to lock your doors.
Not at all.
No. I mean, it's like Mayberry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they really are. This is a very friendly neighborhood.
Right.
Wonderful picket fences everywhere. And,
absolutely.
And Ma, Pa out on the front porch enjoying the lemonade. And
yes. Now watch your car.
Where is that? Southwest, where we're going tonight? Southwest?
Probably southeast.
Southeast. Just at one. It's rather at L and Half Street in southeast D.C. tonight.
Yes.
From 8 until 9, because the Red Sox let him down again,
yes.
Mike will be in Club Wet, a gay club. I mean, we'll all be there.
Yes.
But Mike will be on one side of the bar by himself, wearing a leather vest and no shirt.
And I forgot to wear my jacket.
For an hour.
I forgot to wear a jacket, so that means that there will be street time that I will be, I'll probably be wearing the leather vest all the way down there. Yeah, that's the best one. I'm not excited about that.
Oh, gosh, I am. I really am.
I've been thinking about it. I talked to you today. I said, you know, maybe another week of recovering from your hip replacement surgery.
Nah, I'm fine.
You know, I think...
If I'm good enough to come in here, I'm good enough to go down there tonight.
I know. He called me. I got a message from Don with a great deal of glee. You know, I'm feeling fine. Hope you brought your leather vest.
Absolutely.
You know, as I said yesterday, when you weren't here, I said I really didn't want to pay off the bet unless you were going to be there. Not because I want to, you know, give you the good show, but just because it's not going to be paying off the bet unless the other guy's there.
That's right.
I know, and I'll be there. Trust me, I'll be there. I'll be counting the minutes.
1 hour.
I'm already counting the minutes until 8 o'clock.
Yes.
And I'll be counting the minutes, all 60 of them. I'll be doing it second by second tonight, watching you very uncomfortably on one side of the gay bar.
Yep.
And we're hoping now that all of our homo listeners will show up.
They get to stay with me on one side of the bar, right?
Join Mike on his side of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And while we are on the other side of the bar.
That's right.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be, it'd be fine without the, it's the outfit. I've seen what I look like.
Shirtless with a leather vest.
That's the best. The outfit that I have.
And you know, you're so lucky that the baseball players didn't go on strike. And we thought they were going to go on strike, so we cut this compromise deal.
Yeah, we did.
Because if it was the original bet, at this point, Mike would have had a diamond earring in the gay ear for a week.
Yeah, yeah.
And tonight, you would have been wearing the earring of my choice.
Yeah, it is a softer bet. Yes. There is no question. But nonetheless, there is a degree of embarrassment just based on the outfit. I mean, I could handle it if I was, like, fully clothed, but I'm going to be so self-conscious anyway.
Shirtless. Shirtless with just a black leather vest.
Yeah.
A black leather vest that just screams, F me.
Oh, God.
Hey, gay guys, F me.
Stop it.
F me hard. Hello, Don and Mike.
Clutching the board.
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
What's going on, guys? Just wanted to call and wish Don a speedy recovery. Hope he's doing better.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good, man. I just wanted to also say that the Saints are going to the Super Bowl, and New Orleans is finally going to get their team, and y'all have a good one.
Okay, what is the Saints' record currently?
4-1.
Very good. Well, they got a shot. They got a shot.
Pretty decent. Hi, Dynamite Show.
Welcome back, Don. I missed you.
Thank you, my friend.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm a straight guy, and I'm going to be attending your last gayest style show tonight.
I'll make you
What side of the bar are you going to sit on?
Yeah, make sure you're on the right side.
Done.
Can I ask a favor?
Sure.
Yeah, you identify yourself as a listener. Will you please sit on my side of the bar?
Can I rub in a special way?
Can you what?
Can I rub up and down you in a special way?
No, you can't.
Fair enough.
Right, goodbye, my friend.
He accepts that.
Goodbye. See you later. Club Wet tonight, 8 o'clock.
Yes, it will be.
Because the Red Sox let you down every year.
Bastards.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I'll be back next year.
Hello.
That's right.
Donnie, I was just wondering, is your hip feeling good enough so you can spread your legs so I can eat your...
Oh, see, you know what?
Cut him off. You got him.
I cut him off today before
he was... You are feeling better.
Before he was able to get it in. That guy calls all the time.
Good catch.
And wants to... He thinks I'm Jamie Lee Curtis. He thinks that I have male and female genitalia.
Uh-huh.
You nailed him. Negative.
You do not.
We always have to delete that out because he always wants to eat my, you know...
You got him. The thing you don't have.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to know if you're going to make fun of Mike for kissing Bill Rowley's ass yesterday.
You know, I did not hear it. I am not aware of if there was ass kissing going on.
I towed the company line yesterday, and I was not difficult with Mr. O'Reilly due to the fact that he's part of the team now, and I think it's always a good idea to welcome somebody as nicely as you can. And
first one's free.
Yes, I was very kind to Mr. O'Reilly.
Did you at least bring up the fact that, remember 6 or 7 months ago when he signed with Westwood One, we made a big deal about the fact that stations are having to pay to pick up his show?
No, I did not bring that up. I don't think it would be, they were making such a, the whole reason I was in here yesterday
was
for that.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean... Yeah. And I was in here, and they said, you'd make the big announcement, and, it's his first day and all that, and, about all that.
I know.
Stuff with all the crap.
Yeah, I know, you poor guy.
I just
got thrown right in the middle of that yesterday.
Doing what I was doing. And no lack of self-confidence on that guy, though.
No. Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah. Hey, how are you? Hi, how are you?
Still do all right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Where's your crap detector now?
Again, not the original guy.
Disappointing, really.
Not the original guy.
Not at all.
But Don and Mike, hello.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Glad to have you.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm just kind of wondering, we're hoping that Mike in his weakened single state doesn't get lucky tonight.
You mean you think I might get swept up in the mood and actually get motivated to switch over to the life?
No, I'll tell you what's going to happen tonight. There's going to be some fancy lad there, some gay boy, go slip Mike a roofie. It is Amstel Light, and the next thing you know, Mike's going to wake up, and his butt's going to be bleeding.
Well, you've answered the question whether I will have any beverage now at all. I'm going to eat cherries.
How do you know?
I'll just eat cherries with the stems. Just going.
How do you know that they won't take the roofies and grind them up into a real fine
powder?
What is
powder? A roofie? What exactly is a roofie?
That's like
date rape. Yeah. Rufinol,
I believe. There you go.
You know, I'm so easy. He knows how to work me. He knows how to work me.
Now, as a matter of fact, I would say probably you should just not eat or drink anything tonight.
Should I have an enema? Jesus.
That would be the polite thing to do.
Now I know what it's not necessarily that you're feeling better. This is helping, isn't it? This is a tonic for you.
You bet. Come on.
This is a total tonic for you.
This is the payoff of
an
8-month bet.
I was really counting on, today. Listen, I'm coming back on the show, but, it's still bothering me and just a whole late night. No such luck.
No, it won't be a late night. I'll be, in at 8 and out at 9, just like you.
I'll be out of there quicker than you will be.
No. You'll be out of there at 9 o'clock. Well, no, you'll be out quicker.
You're damn right.
Because you won't be running.
Because you don't have a relocated hip, but we'll be there for the same amount of time.
That's right.
And boy, am I looking forward to it. Tonight, you, shirtless, with a leather vest, for an hour at Club Wet. Club Wet. L Street and Half Streets. Southeast D.C.
Okay.
Come on out, everybody. Okay. Come one.
Yeah. You didn't do this the last time when we had to pay off the bet.
Everybody's welcome.
Come one, come all. That's right. You're right, I didn't, because it wasn't a bet between you and I. It was that was a bet that we lost together.
I understand.
This is our annual Red Sox bet.
Yep.
Come on. It's going to be good.
It's going to be fine.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, how y'all?
Hey, we're doing great.
Great. Hey, Mike, I want to give you a lookout. Tonight, whatever you do, don't use the middle stall.
All right, everybody, Mike, everybody's calling.
Everybody's a helper now. Everybody is a helper.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oops. You're on the air. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Yeah, I got a clip-on earring that my mom used to wear. That probably goes perfect with that vest.
Yeah, you know what you can do? I got a real great suggestion as to what you can do with your clip-on earring.
All right, Tiger.
Make it a clip-on suppository.
Slow down.
Hold on, Tiger.
Hold it.
Hold on. He doesn't have to wear the earring.
I'm not wearing an earring. This guy can, why don't you eat it and then pass it? Hope it rips you up. Hope it comes through your system and just like drags its fingernails right down that intestinal tract.
Donna Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Actually, you're talking about roofies before. In the gay community, it's not called roofies.
What are they called?
It's called Gina, which is short for GHB. So if anybody asks you if you want to meet Gina, you tell them no.
Gina.
Gina.
Okay. Look at Mike roll his eyes.
Yeah, Gina will make you a little nauseous at first, and then you won't remember anything.
All right.
Okay. But you'll wake up with...
This whole discussion is done.
The thought that somehow you will be drugged and raped tonight.
We're stopping this discussion right now.
The medical misfits. Happy hip hunting, Don. How's it going?
Okay, my friend. We're doing all right.
I can't believe Buzz is the healthiest one right now, eh, Buzz?
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. Well, Robbie, too, but I don't know how they're going to find a coffin for him with a head that big, but...
Jesus.
Wow. All right, get
out of here. Show's got a very dark tone to it.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
Listen, I just want to warn Mike that if someone offers to help him sit and offers to push in his stool, he should definitely say no.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Well, listen, we're going to put this on the back burner, no pun intended, for right now. You'll be hearing all about it on tomorrow's episode.
Much more important stuff to discuss, which is what I was talking about yesterday, which is what you're going to talk about today, your procedure.
But I love talking about the fact that tonight you will be wearing
I understand.
A leather vest with no shirt and club wet.
All right, then.
Starting at 8 o'clock. What are you worried about? The place?
I'm not worried about anything.
The place is like in the worst possible neighborhood.
I'm not worried.
It might as well be in hell.
We are.
This place is in such a bad neighborhood.
I am not worried about a thing. It's going to be fine.
There's not a chance that more than 10 people show up.
It has nothing to do with going to the gay club or who's going to show up.
Is it the vest?
It's the vest. Yeah.
The shirtless vest?
And it's the, it's just,
How does it fit?
It's a little big.
Okay.
But it looks silly. It looks really, really ridiculous.
Better big than small.
Yeah. Well, I didn't, I got it extra, extra, extra big.
Oh, you got the 3XL?
Yeah. So I'd swim in it, Because I just wanted it to. I wanted to wear it. I thought I might wear it over something, and then under. I might actually wear it over my shirt, and then do the bra trick when it's time to get ready at the bar.
Oh, come on!
No, I mean I'll do it. 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. I'll wear the vest without a shirt.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that was the bet.
Yeah, I know it's the.
that was the bet.
I'm aware that was the bet. How's your hip?
You're going to try to change the topic here.
Just kind of curious.
No, you're not.
Just curious. I am curious about the procedure.
I know you are, but I also know that you don't like talking about the fact that we'll be a club wet tonight.
No.
You'll be wearing a leather vest shirt listening to the gay club.
You have seized on that, haven't you?
Have you thought about wearing a Red Sox hat?
No.
No?
No, I mean, if that was part of the bet, I'd wear it, but it's not part of the bet. I'm not going to wear it.
So you want to accessorize?
It wouldn't matter to me if you'd like me to wear, if someone would bring me in a Red Sox hat, I'd be happy to wear.
I mean, at least that would give you one hetero item you'd have on.
Yeah, it'll look a lot better if I wear the Red Sox hat. I agree, Don. I think it's a terrific idea.
It will look better.
I think I'll wear the Red Sox hat with my no shirt and vest. Wear a little boy's hat. I think that'll really compliment me. I mean, that'll make me look machismo.
It's a regular man-sized hat.
Sure.
Not one of them little beaver cleaver hats.
Absolutely. Maybe somebody could bring some baseball fans, too.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, man, I worked behind there for almost a year. You would not believe the stuff we saw at that place.
Oh. Well, we've been there before, sir.
Yeah, we've been there. We had to pay off
not
a bet.
Not that big a deal, you know?
We had to pay off a bet one time there.
We've been there before.
You see the busloads of dudes showing up with, like, chaps on and leather vests and Red Sox hats on?
Goodbye.
Have fun.
Thank you for piling on, sir.
We will, and we'll have the full report on tomorrow's episode.
Very good.
Now, I don't know about sneaking a tape recorder in there. We tried to the last time we were there.
They do not let that happen.
They frowned upon that, so I guess you're just going to have to live with our first-hand, no pun intended, accounts.
Yeah, I thought you were going to get, you know, your ass kicked when you tried to bring the tape recorder in there last time.
I did.
And I thought you were going to get your ass kicked by a woman.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, that's right. That gigantic Big Mama house lady.
Yes.
So what tomorrow will be is almost like Ken Burns' Civil War with a word-by-word recreation of the evening. It'll be a chilling recreation and very good. No actual tape will exist. What are you looking at?
Nothing.
He is uptight about this.
Nothing at all. Nothing.
Hello, Lily.
Hi. I'll bring the camera, and I just...
Well, now...
I'm just teasing. That was the joke.
Okay. Even I had to stand up for Mike there to say...
Thank you.
For just one moment. Allow the man to keep a shred of his dignity.
Thank you.
The thought of cameras never entered into...
Thank you very much.
...into the equation.
Very
you know,
kind of you.
Cameras equals internet.
Yes, absolutely.
I was just thinking blackmail.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not that big a deal. Right.
Yeah, no, really, not at all. It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're riding together.
Yeah, Lisa and I are riding because I'm afraid to travel alone in my fancy car
in
that part of town.
Jesus.
I don't want to park it on the street in that part of town.
No, you'd be respected in that, and they think you're some fancy drug dealer.
Yeah, I don't want to be. That's precisely.
A drug dealer or a pimp driving that car you're driving.
I don't want them to think that.
A fag drug dealer.
Not that there's anything wrong. Not that there's anything wrong with that
Absolutely.
At all.
Absolutely.
And I really do hope that our friends... I implore our friends in the gay community to, you know, come on down there with a little moral support. Remember the last time we paid off a bet there, it was very comforting to have members of the gay community that we knew, that knew us.
Yep.
You know, my worst situation would be all of you on one side saying nothing to me, and we will have no interact. Well, we can speak across the bar, correct?
We can point and laugh.
Yeah, I'm thinking...
Love you.
I'm really thinking that it's us on one side just looking at you on the other side.
Right.
I do know that Cheryl will come, Joe will come. I'm hoping that Terry and the gay bowling team, his gay fraternity, they'll probably come, and Robert.
And I'm okay with you guys. I'm okay with you guys.
And Robert the angry mailman's coming.
Uh-huh.
And I am okay with you guys sitting on the other side of the bar. Because, you know, I mean, we didn't make any ground rules for what you're going to do. You know, it could have been anything from you. You dropped me off, you know. And I'm happy to have you all in there. I really am.
We got
to
watch.
As my posse.
We got to watch it happen tonight.
Very good.
Yeah, dog.
We got to watch it.
Yeah.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is the guy that you hired to steal the vest out of your car. Well, I ain't going to do it, man, because you didn't leave me my $200,
all right? All right.
All right, so, see you tonight at Club Web.
What do you got?
Well, I want to start today by thanking Jerry, the pimply-faced male nurse.
Yes.
Falker.
Uh-huh.
The guy I've talked about on the radio the last couple of times. I got in for therapy for my hip.
Right.
When I went in for therapy yesterday morning, he presented me with, he went to Target, as you can see, and bought me five pairs of black Jake Taylor low-rise briefs so that he would no longer have to see my skid-marked white underpants.
Very thoughtful.
So touche to Jerry, the pimply-faced male intern.
Jerry had finally found out that Jerry had a sense of humor, right?
Yeah, I'm laying on that table.
Good for Jerry.
I'm laying on that table yesterday morning. And I got my pants are pulled halfway down my ass, and they've got those electrodes on there. And he comes in and he goes, hey, dude, I bought you a gift. And I'm just laying down, and he puts it in front of me. I go, oh, what is this? He goes, hey, dude, it's black underpants, so I don't have to see your skin mark.
There you go. Way to go, Jerry.
So thank you.
You know, they are attractive underwear. Very nice.
So thank you, Jerry. Now, you're probably wondering to yourselves, in the year 2002.
Yes.
What type of modern medical procedure must we have come to be able to relocate a dislocated hip? Yes.
Yeah,
well, when I went in for the x-rays on this, I told you it was all computerized.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That they took the x-ray, and 1 second later, I'm in the doctor's office, and he's got a computer, much like the one we have in front of us, and he's moving the mouse around, and he's making the images larger and smaller. And
very sophisticated MRI equipment now. I mean, it's amazing.
I go in yesterday, and they say, well, great news. The inflammation around the area with the hip looks great. The meds have really done their work.
Good.
And what we're going to do is we're going to attempt to pop the hip back in.
Oh, man.
I said, okay, I'm for this. Like a week ahead of schedule.
Right, yeah.
So I'm thinking it's good medical news.
Sure.
They bring me to another part of the hospital doctor's office thing. Mm. And what they asked me to do is lay down on a table.
Okay.
And now I'm laying on it. Keep in mind it's my right side that's effed up.
All right.
So I'm laying on my left side, facing the wall. I'm on one of those examination type beds.
And you're on your left side, sort of in the fetal position, or
there's a metal bar next to me,
right?
Like you see in a handicap stall,
like a hospital bed, thing, right?
And but this
that's right on the wall.
Yeah, this is actually attached to the wall.
Okay, all right.
I don't think anything of it, and I'm laying there on my side, and the team of medical people come in and they say, "Hi, how are you doing? Things look great. Okay, here's what we want you to do. You stay right in the position you're in right now.
Right.
And what we want you to do is hold on to that metal bar as tightly as you can." And I stupidly still am thinking that from behind me there's going to be some Star Trek-type medical device-type thing that's just going to, with electricity, magnets and stuff, it's going to magically pop the hip back in.
Right.
Well, imagine my surprise when two really, really big, bulky male nurses come in. And these guys are not like Jerry, the kid with pimple. These are
maybe guys that are hired for this specific task.
These are big, strong, look like bouncers.
Uh-huh.
And one of them positions himself up by the top where I am, and he takes his big hands, which are one of my hands could easily go inside. I mean, could go inside the palm of this guy. My whole stretched out hand.
He's got a Smithfield ham for a hand.
Could go inside the palm of this dude's hand.
Okay, big guy.
His hands are. He takes my hands, wraps them around the pole. This metal bar.
He's holding onto your hands that are around the bar.
Yes, and what he's doing is he's covering them. Now the guy behind me, I realize what he's doing is he's got my ankles in a similar position. And I'm thinking, well, now what, I'm
kind of what I'm going to go through tonight.
What's going on? Yeah. I say, wait, guys, what are you doing? And they say, this is how we do it. And
this is how we do it.
I am expecting some Star Trek piece of medical, some 21st century apparatus to come down.
Right.
Imagine my surprise when I crane my neck and I see the doctor back there with a rubber hammer. And I mean, not like the type that they poke on your leg to make your leg go up and down. I mean, it is a big ass
a mallet.
Rubber, yes, that's exactly the word. Thank you, buddy.
Like a heavy mallet.
A rubber mallet.
Wow. Draw a picture of how big the head of the mallet was.
Be glad.
Because I'm just curious as to what the size was. When you said, the last thing you told me on the phone, that they took a rubber hammer to you, and I wanted to get an idea of the size.
Hammer time. All right, let me try to draw this realistically.
Because I was curious, that was the last thing, and then you said you'd tell me the rest of the stuff on the show.
Probably that big.
So, a lot of weight with it.
And, you know what, maybe even bigger than that. Bigger than this, probably, what's the size on the index cards I write on?
5x8.
5x8. Bigger than this.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe right about this size.
Like the kind you'd ring the bell with at the circus.
Yeah.
At the carnival.
And it's got a wooden handle on the end of it.
Wow.
And I say, what's going on? We say, this is how we do it. You better turn your face towards the wall. Brace yourself.
Oh, man.
Now, keep in mind, I'm saying, huh? And before they started, I said, well, don't I get an injection or something?
Yeah.
Said, no, we can't give you anything now because it's in perfect position to slide back in. But we'll give you something after we're done.
Oh.
I go,
wow.
Hey. So, the good doctor comes back.
He's using two hands.
He's got two hands on this
guy. Two hands on it.
He's got two hands. And now I'm turning around and looking, so I'm really not able to see.
Oh, God.
So what they say is, if you face exactly towards the wall, there is a mirror up in the corner, one of those round-type mirrors.
Yeah.
And if I looked up there, I could see what he was doing.
All right.
So I'm laying on my left side, holding on to this bar.
And you see him getting ready to smack you?
I got the guy with the two meaty hands on my hands, two meaty hands on my ankle.
And I'm guessing he's going right for the tip of your hip?
Yeah, he's going right for the spot. And I see him go, he raises up about 6 inches, and boom! And it's... and I go, and I mean, I flip out.
Yeah. Right.
I am, you think this... Dennis got nothing on me.
Right.
I mean,
I
am like a fish out of water.
Right.
And I am squirming, and these guys are holding me down, and I'm going, ah, I mean, I'm coming out with everything. I'm coming out with MF. I'm coming out with GD. I'm coming out with, I am going to kill you MFers. What the F are you doing? And then they say, hold on, stop, just a second. Stop. Feel around. Go. We didn't get it. We gotta try again.
I guess they try real hard to get it the first time.
Right.
Too.
So now the doc, he's feeling, he goes, do you feel this? Do you feel this? Yes! 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 That's the spot. That's it. He goes, okay. Now I'm watching again in the mirror. Time number two.
I bet they don't want you to watch, right?
Time number two. One, two, and this time he does it a little bit lighter. I'll say to his credit,
a little
bit lighter, but still hard enough to go, ow, and...
Oh, yeah. God.
Ah! And then I'm going,
Did they get it the second time?
No.
Oh no.
Did not get it the second time.
I bet that's not abnormal. It takes them a few tries to pop it back in there.
That's what they were telling me. They said
why can't they use, like, a knee or something like that?
They
got to hit right onto the bone? Is that what they do? Oh,
they said,
God.
Yeah. They said a lot of times if they got guys with shoulder separations, they hold them down. They'll actually put someone on the table, hold them down, and they'll just hit it with a hammer.
Until it comes.
With this rubber hammer mallet.
That's probably a better alternative then.
Until it pops back in, because I think it's rather unscientific just to have a guy kneeing you in the back.
Jesus.
So the third time. And now, by this time, I'm just saying, whatever I have done...
Are you in agony, too?
And you know me. Listen, I'm the world's biggest pussy. I have the lowest threshold for pain in the world.
Right.
And I am just... I am like a little girl. I am like one of those babies that girls have that cry and wet their pants.
Right.
I am just... I'm in agony. And they go, okay, we're gonna get it this time. One, two... And this time, not even close.
Oh, no.
Not even close.
So, like, he's missing the hip?
Not even close.
He's, like, hitting the meat?
So, what they do is kind of funny. They go to the bullpen.
To get another guy?
Say, we're going to bring somebody else in. We're going to bring, I guess they're going to bring the Roger Clemens in.
Was this our buddy that was trying to do it?
No, this is somebody else.
A pinch hitter.
So they're going to bring in another guy.
Bring in the fireballer. Bring in the fireballer from Montana.
Now, my question is, why didn't we start with this guy?
Right. Yeah.
Why do I have the guy who apparently is just good enough to throw batting practice? How come I don't have the ace,
the guy
who throws strikes?
Yeah.
So this guy comes in, and immediately when this guy comes in, I know... that this guy's going to get it done.
Good. You also know you're probably going to have your last moment of exquisite pain.
He looks at me. He looks at my buttock area. He looks at my hip. He looks and he goes, well, I see no one's gotten the spot yet. He says, is this the spot right here? And he pokes right exactly right where it is. Uh-huh. He's not looking at an x-ray. He's looking at my big ass.
Yeah.
He goes, I'll have this over in 5 seconds. Tense. He's talking to the guys now, to his henchmen. Tense. He says to me...
What's tense?
Hold my hands and hold my legs.
Right.
He's saying to me, loosen up. I say, how am I supposed to loosen up? He said, this is part of the problem. you're very tense. I said, yes, I'm very tense. You've hit me three times in the ass with a rubber hammer.
Right.
He said, I guarantee you, if you loosen up, I will knock it back in this time.
And is that when you released your bowels?
He said, this is what I'm known for.
Yeah. Right.
This is my specialty. I said,
what up?
Well, then why
the F didn't they get him in there?
Why weren't you here before? Yeah. He said, well, I was with another patient.
Okay.
I was doing something else. He said, but I'm very good at this, trust me. Relax. Now,
I'm just going to take my finger.
I'm laying on the table, and he's looking at me, and he's touching me, not in a gay way, not gay in any way.
No.
Just my hip area. He says, you're still too tense. I can tell you right now, I'm going to hit it. It's not going to pop back in. We have to loosen you up. He says, we have to. How do you relax? What do you do to relax? And I said,
send somebody to the liquor store.
I said, well, generally, I chill out with my family, or I watch football on TV, or I party. He said, all right, here's what we'll do. Give me a Sports Illustrated. So they get a Sports Illustrated. They bring it in. They go, have you seen this one? I go, yeah, I already read that one. That was like 2 weeks ago. They go, all right, give me another magazine. So they bring in Rosie magazine.
Oh, dear.
Well, Rosie is interviewing the Sopranos women.
Right.
And he says, now, if you put this in front of you and you just start reading aloud, you're going to lose yourself. Because we're going to respond to what you're saying, and you're just going to forget that I'm going to hit you in the hammer.
All right.
I said, okay. And
God.
And no, really, I want to give this guy some credit.
Right.
Because I start reading the article, and it's Rosie O'Donnell talking with Carm Soprano and talking with the psychiatrist and with Janice. And as I'm reading it, and as we start talking about the Sopranos, I really, for a couple of seconds, the guy was right, forget the situation that I'm in.
Right.
And right as we're talking about, I said, oh, did you guys see the episode a couple of weeks ago where Ralphie was getting it up the A from Janice?
Right.
And they're all going, ha, ha, ha. It was at that moment, yeah. Boom.
And they nailed it.
And he knocked it clean in. And you heard an audible.
Really?
It could have been one of our secret sounds.
Right.
It was so clear. Just the.
And what was the feeling when he knocked it in? Was it excruciating pain at that point, too? Or
It was painful.
Right.
But then better.
Right. Yeah.
But then immediately better.
Right.
Immediately better. And he said, can you roll over? I was able to roll over, which I hadn't been able to do previously.
Right.
Oh. And the guy says, as he's taking off his rubber gloves, I told you I'm the best at this.
Hey, that's amazing. Hey, you want that. Absolutely.
You do. I told you I'm the best. He said, someone should have done the magazine trick with you a long, long time ago, although I'll say to the other doctor's credit that the way the hip was balanced there, it would come out of joint, that really it probably took two or three solid hits
to
move it close,
yeah.
Close enough.
So the other doctor had moved it along a little bit.
To do the whack-a-mole thing. And I said to the guy, I said, don't we have anything in this modern day and age? Now, and incidentally, it's at this point, that right away then, he says, now that it's back in, now I'm going to give you a shot. You're going to like this shot.
You're going to like this shot.
You're really going to like this shot.
Right.
So I get the shot.
In the ass?
Right in the hip.
Okay.
Right,
like a cortisone shot.
Above my ass. And I mean, it's like 5 seconds later. And,
right.
And I'm just all goofy.
Right.
And I said, ha, 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 ha. You popped my hip back in.
Feeling strong.
And the guy says, yeah, someone should have just been reading to you or had you read aloud.
Right, right.
That's what we do all along. And at this point, even now, while I'm relaxed, he still has the two gigantic, these incredible Hulk guys still holding my hands and my legs.
Just to stabilize it for a minute so it doesn't pop right back out or something?
I guess so, because I said, hey, can these guys please let me go? because I had rolled over just a little bit, but these guys are still now, they're holding me.
Right.
I'm kind of laying half on my back.
Sure.
And he says, we just want to make sure everything's okay, that it doesn't pop back out.
Ooh. So, yeah, because the blood's got to get circulating around the area to get it back in there.
So we're making some more small talk, and it's helped, of course, by the fact that I'm, you know...
So he gave you a shot right after he popped it back in.
Immediately after, and... he's looking at his watch, and he says, okay, that should be about right. Let's see if you can stand up. And they help me with my legs, and I go stand up, and it's like, ta-da!
And you knew right away?
Frankenstein.
You knew by the feeling that it was okay?
Yes, you have created the monster. Look at me, I can stand.
You know, it's pretty amazing that you were that you even got up that day. That you got up when you got hit by that car. I mean, obviously he popped your hip out of joint, right? That's pretty significant stuff. You must have had a lot of adrenaline going through.
Yeah, and then he said, now you're going to feel good for about a half an hour. So go down and get your ride home.
Right.
And on the way home, we're going to stop and we're going to give you, some more meds.
Sure.
And then what we want you to do when you get home, you either lay on your stomach or lay on your side or lay on your back. Just don't get up.
Right.
Just lay down. Just don't.
So they didn't want you to put any pressure on the hip yesterday at all.
Don't do anything.
Get it used to being back where it's supposed to be.
So I did that. I actually stuck with that for maybe 6 hours.
You were able to stay motionless for 6 hours.
And then...
on your stomach, right?
Yeah, and then it was like, I was bored.
Yeah.
I was bored and I thought... you know, I've been laying on my stomach for 6 freaking hours. My neck is killing me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I'm having to crane my neck like this. So finally I just kind of...
to see the TV.
I roll myself over, and I pop the TV on. And I realize that in the bedroom, we only have basic cable. We don't have DirecTV. So this is killing me now.
Sure.
Because I got 4 channels to choose from.
Right.
And nothing good is on. So I make my way downstairs.
You shouldn't have done that.
Well, no, as it turns out, it worked out okay.
You were all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I worked myself downstairs. I got myself all situated in one spot. Where I turned on the TV, I had the dish on. Shock. Once I was downstairs and got the satellite dish on, there's still nothing on.
Yeah, nothing on, really.
Evolution with David Duchovny.
You watch Chief Moose at all?
No, I stayed away from the broadcast networks.
Okay.
I was strictly on HBO's.
Right.
And everything was cool until last night. I guess it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. I was laying in bed, and I'd been drinking fluids all day, and I hadn't peed. And it was 3 in the morning. And, man, I woke up, and I had to go like a racehorse. So I got out of bed, and I was a little stiff.
Right.
I'm thinking, this is good. I'm making good progress.
Yeah.
I walk over to the bathroom. I don't turn the lights on or anything. I remember my wife is at her mother-in-law's.
Right.
At my mother-in-law. She's up at her mom's, and my kid is sleeping in his room. So I unzip. Not unzip, I pull out my wiener from my underpants.
God,
and I go. And I'm just standing there going, oh. And it's one of those times when, you know, you feel like you're going.
Wiener.
You feel like you're going for 5 minutes. Oh, God, I can't believe this. So, God, I can't.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Can't wait to go back to bed. So I go back to bed. I get done. Put my wiener back in through the... And I actually used a little slot in the front of the underpants.
In the front of the tidy whities.
That I never use.
Yeah.
So I go back to bed. Great. Feel good. Bladder is empty. 7 o'clock, the alarm goes off. I get up. I walk into the bathroom. And just because I am lucky, I am so goddamn lucky, I slipped when I walked into the bathroom. And caught myself. I went, whoa! Did one of these things caught myself? When I realized that at 3 o'clock in the morning, I didn't even hit the toilet. All I did was go all over the floor.
Oh no! That had to be lovely.
All over the floor.
And it had. What time did you get up? 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
You had a good 4 hours for all that stuff to dry.
No, it didn't dry because as soon as I walked.
Yeah, I guess if it's that much of it.
I walked in the bathroom, and as soon as I walked past the toilet, it was, whoa, doing that thing where I caught my balance.
Thank God.
And I thought, now what the hell is going on here? What kind of plumbing problem is this? And then I looked down, and I realized.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
That's you.
Last night, I'm standing in me. I'm standing in me.
Not good.
My feet are in me.
Like
me. Yes, really, I'm really swimming.
So in your infirm condition, you had to do a little maintenance, too.
Yeah, so I immediately brought myself over to the bathtub, you know, and got my feet under the bathtub. And then, now I'm thinking...
Paper towel alert.
How do I do this? Because I'm still kind of tough bending over.
Right.
So what I did was... Great minds think alike. By this time, my kid's already gone to school, so I'm on my own. I go downstairs, and I get two rolls of Bounty paper towels. What is it? I get them, and I'm just peeling these things off like crazy.
Right.
And I have the whole area around the toilet just saturated with these. I put on an old pair of slippers, and I walk around, and simply I'm going like this. I'm just... Like marching in place,
right?
Stomping.
They're not your wife's slippers, are they?
No, they're mine. They're my old banana peel slippers. They're slippers that look like bananas.
If you're in those fuzzy slippers, you know, all of a sudden, now, these were pink at one point.
So I'm stomping and stomping and stomping and not stomping, but you know, doing my little marching in place, and then I'm able to reach over enough.
Probably good therapy for the hip when you did that.
I'm able to reach over enough to pick up. The gigantic pile of Bounty towels.
Saturated.
That are just soaked with me.
Oh, my.
Soaked with me.
Get that out to the street.
And I got to go downstairs. So now I'm going downstairs very carefully. And I've counted instantly 28 steps from my first floor to the second floor.
You know you're hurting when you count the steps.
And I'm going down. I'm going 1, 2, 3. And in my right hand...
At this point, you're able to... Yeah, I mean, he said you could get up and around, right?
Yeah, and I'm like I am today. I'm walking around. I have the brace. If I feel uncomfortable, right. I'm supposed to put the back brace back on.
Mm-hmm.
When I get down to about step number 27, the dogs go crazy. Because...
They want what's in your hand.
They sure do.
Oh, gross, man.
They sure do. And at this point... They're not snipping at it. They're not grabbing for it. But the three of them, Clink, Max, and Rudy, they're all barking and going crazy. Like, you know how dogs feel like when they see a squirrel outside?
Yeah, they're going nuts.
Or see a bird? It's like, they must smell the pee.
Yeah.
And I've got it in my hands. And they're like...
Surprised they didn't go tearing upstairs following the scent.
So I say, I'm yelling at them, saying, shut up, shut up, shut up. I go to the front door, I open the front door, I go, out, out, get out, get out. But the dogs won't leave.
No.
Because I still have the Bounty in my hand.
Oh, now with that perfume you've got in your right hand.
So I make my way through the kitchen, into the garage.
And you mean Bounty, the Bounty that you have.
to the dumpster. The dog's following me the whole way.
Jumping into the dumpster.
Where?
Chewing.
I open up the big green thing and I throw it in. And I say, phew. All right, now I'll go up and I'll clean up the residual. I get a mop. And as I am walking back towards the upstairs, I see that there are very small drips that have followed me.
Sure.
And this is where it's great to have dogs because my dogs... are cleaning up the trail of drips.
Oh, no.
They're cleaning up the trail of drips.
Oh, that's gross.
From the stairs.
Okay.
Over to where the, Ravi, you know where it is, the door that goes to my garage.
I'm never going
to
kiss another dog.
Give Daddy a kiss.
Oh, man.
And they're going to town on it. They're just like, nobody's business.
They like that.
And I'm looking at them, and I'm just saying, Daddy loves you, stupid animals.
Yeah.
Go ahead. That's right. Look it up. It's good for you.
She didn't hear anything at 3:00 in the morning when you completely missed the bowl?
No. I was out of it.
Just totally almost half asleep.
I was out of it. I was still zoned on my meds.
Right.
I was just so happy to be standing there going.
So relieved.
And I thought about it later. I didn't even attempt to reach down and flush. I thought it might hurt. I just was standing there and went, oh.
There you go.
Oh, that's so good. Of course it was good. I was
the just, tile has never looked shinier.
It was all over the place. So anyway, I had to go back upstairs, got the mop, and
look at that shine.
Able to clean it up, and everything's okay.
Fantastic.
Everything's fine. I want to thank my doctors. They did a yeoman's job.
Very good.
And here I am today in front of you now. Now, I still have to go to this therapy.
You still have to go for a while?
Yeah, for 2 or 3 more weeks.
Well, you don't mind that too much.
No, I got to go with the I Dream of a Genie Lady and Jerry the Pimply Faced Kid.
Very good.
But all is well.
Yeah,
all is well.
That's a great relief.
So that's it, and more importantly, I will be able to be at your appearance tonight, Mike.
You know, I was enjoying as we drifted away from that subject. It was quite pleasant, and well, it's good to have you back, and I'm glad that you your mind is better. I mean, I can tell that you're happier. You were in quite a bit of pain for quite some time.
Now I feel much better. Thanks to all my doctors. They did a really great job, and that's it. That's the story.
Now you're done, and you know. Beware pedestrians. You know, you never know where you're going to be when somebody might slam into you.
And the only other sidebar to this story is that I, as of yet, have not received word from the guy's insurance company. The guy who hit me.
And we're probably talking about a pretty penny at this point.
Yeah, and it was, it's now going on 10 days since he hit me. And I've not heard a word yet from his insurance company.
It's all retroactive. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You'll be able to take care of that.
So, you know,
maybe you'll deal with the son again.
I am, I'm not the suing type.
Right.
No, of course not.
But, you know, for goodness sakes. How about it?
Hey, you know, he's got an insurance company.
How about
the way the system works in this country?
How about stepping up? So I'll let you know what happens on that front. Because I really, God, it would be awful to have to sue a guy.
Yeah, it would be awful to sue him. You know, well, you know that.
But my wife is going to kill me if the insurance doesn't pay for
it. Did you call a representative of his insurance company?
Yeah.
And they said they were going to take care of it?
Yeah, and then they never got back to me.
They will. They will.
All right.
Is it a big one? Is it a reputable one?
Yeah,
Man Insurance?
Old Spice Insurance?
What letter does this stuff
Tony
have?
Tony S.'s insurance company?
That's who it is right there.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Oh, the thing that worries me is that's my insurance company, too. And it's not like I have all the confidence in the world.
Oh, dear.
What were the tornadoes that hit our house recently?
Kind of slow pay.
Yeah. So anyway, glad to be back. Thanks for holding down the fort yesterday.
Thank you.
He's going to call 100 right here, right now, the secret sound, which sounds very much like my hip being put back into place.
It does indeed.
But it is not.
No.
It is a common everyday sound that has to do with your personal hygiene.
It's tough to do that yesterday, you know, about your henchman over there.
Oh,
I always try to find it out.
Oh, he wouldn't tell you?
No, he never tells me.
Good for you, Rob. good for you, Harris Spiewak. 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now, you animal.
This is the Don and Mike Show.